The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters. No.
I try and find some love for my pride. That just ain't enough to go around.
Live from the underground, more sports. That's right. Underground Studios, it's more sports coming at you. A quickie, a 12-minute job here to get you ready for Thursday night football and to let you know about what you need to know about baseball, about the New York Giants offensive line. Are you allowed to actually call yourselves an offensive line if you're only offensive? Get it? There you go. Los Angeles Dodgers, magic number to clinch the best record in the National League is 7, but their magic number to clinch their division, 1. One game. They beat the Giants. Tomorrow night, they clinch. I'm going to be at that game, so I hope they clinch while I'm there. I'd like to see them party a little bit. I'd like to see a damn party. So the Dodgers can clinch. Now, this is a weird-ass team because they have the best record in baseball. Right now, they're 97-56, but they were like 93 wins like a month ago. They went on a huge losing streak, but they're still going to clinch their division against the hated ones. But Jeff Samardzija, former Notre Dame wide receiver, is actually going to pitch against them. So they got their work cut out for him. Samardzija's no bum. I'll tell you that right now. Eli Manning called out. Oh, by the way, this episode of More Sports is brought to you by Mike in Fresno. My man, Joey McIntyre on More Stories. You can email me at morestories3737@gmail.com. On the More Stories podcast, Joey McIntyre said his dad would say, that guy's a good piece of the mosaic. And that's Mike in Fresno. Mike, you're a good piece of the mosaic, brother. Mike in Fresno did some shopping at Amazon, and he did it the right way. He went to jmore.com, and he clicked where it says Amazon. There's a button that says, click here. You want to do that, okay? Hook a brother up. Not Mike Ferraro, Mike Fresno. Got to go through my contacts. He texted me, here's my Amazon purchase. It just came in today. Mike in Fresno, he got 3 books from Thich Nhat Hanh, Buddhist monk, and an incredible, incredible teacher of love, kindness, compassion. I believe Thich Nhat Hanh is my spirit animal. The books that Mike in Fresno got were Driving Buddha, Living Buddha, Living Christ. Let me drive Buddha and Christ to school. Christ just keeps putting his hands on everybody, and Buddha's just sitting there eating and giggling. The Miracle of Mindfulness and Communication. What a concept. Thich Nhat Hanh. Thich Nhat Hanh, I saw, and thank you, Mike in Fresno. Thich Nhat Hanh was on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday, which is my all-time favorite show right now. And he said, the Buddha said life is suffering, but people think, I'm not going to do a Vietnamese accent. That's how Rosie O'Donnell got fired. She did a Chinese impression. Do you guys remember that? She goes, then the Chinese guy's like, ching gong, fing fong, ging gong. And they're like, you're fired for being racist. Like, all right, that's what it sounds like. Hate to break it to you. Do I fucking look Chinese to you? Yes, to me, yeah. As a white guy that lives in California, you look fucking Chinese. I'm Vietnamese. Oh, you look fucking Chinese. I don't know what to tell you. And Korean and Japanese. You know, you don't look black or white. Is that insensitive? Who cares?
Everybody's so fucking sensitive. He said, the Buddha said life is suffering. People think suffering is death, disease, suffering. Suffering is anger. Suffering is anxiety. Suffering is doubt, fear. When you're in a house with a baby, this is with Thich Nhat Hanh, T-H-I-C-H-N-A-H-T, Hanh, H-A-H-N, Thich Nhat Hanh. When you're in a house with a crying baby, the baby cries and cries, and you try to ignore it as long as you can until you finish your meal, until you finish your conversation, and then it becomes intolerable. So you walk into the baby's nursery, you pick up that crying baby, and you hold it. You hold the baby until it stops crying, and then you set the baby back down. Fear, anxiety, doubt, these are your babies. Hold your babies. I heard that and I started crying. I think I was getting my period or something. I'm like, yeah, hold your babies. We keep trying to outrun these things, and we can't. We're going to die with them. Hold them. Own them. They're yours. Mike and Fresno got 3 books from the man, Thich Nhat Hanh. Giants' offensive line is the worst I've really seen in a very long time. Seahawks right behind them. Check out my Periscope on how to fix the Seahawks with my 22 personnel package. Giants' offensive line is so terrible. And then coach Ben McAdoo, who's got hair like a guy doing porn in 1995, he singled out one play and one player, Eli Manning. The quarterback and the center need to be on the same page there. Basically what happened was it was like first and goal, third and goal, something and goal, and they had to delay a game penalty because they couldn't get the playoff in time, and they got moved back to like the 11-yard line, and Coach McAdoo thought that's why they lost the football game. It was fourth and goal at the Lions' 2-yard line, third quarter, delay a game, they got pushed back. They couldn't get the playoff with center Weston Richburg, who's one of the best centers in football, and Eli Manning. So the 2 best guys in the field, those are the guys you're going to call out. Again, I don't understand it when these guys keep calling out their quarterbacks. You got Jason Garrett and you got Jerry Jones. Why don't you come on down and see my monkeys? I want me some glory hole calling out their quarterback, Dak Prescott. Now you got Ben McAdoo calling out 2-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, Eli Manning. Eric Flowers, he said, that's a left tackle. The actual worst left tackle not playing for the Seahawks in the NFL. I thought Eric Flowers did some good things. Really? He gave up 3 fucking sacks. 3 sacks. 3 times the same guy, Iggy Ansah, got past him and put Eli flat on his back. He did some good things. What? Helped him up? What did he do? Help him up? Huh? Eli Manning's response is one of the best ever. This, I wasn't sold all in on Eli, but I am now. Because Eli's response was so great after the sloppy quarterback play blast from Coach Ben McAdoo. Eli Manning's response to the media who asked him, is there anything about McAdoo's public criticism of you that disturbs you or makes you feel a need to talk to him? Ben McAdoo also said, if Eli wants to talk to me, my door's always open. Sure. Eli, his answer was, no, it's part of being in the NFL. You can't be sensitive, and I think everyone's gotten very sensitive. Players and everybody. If someone says anything negative about you or you did something wrong, then you've got a problem. Coach McAdoo and I have a great relationship. I think he understands that. I told him when he first got here, I enjoy being coached. If I screw something up, let me know. I want to be coached. So we talked about things, and there's some things I've got to do that I've got to be better at. That is class. That's a guy for the locker room. You know what he's also saying? You can't criticize a guy like Eric Flowers. He'll freak out. Go get me a left tackle. And he's right. Eli, classy. Classy response. Thursday Night Football. You know a matchup sucks when the biggest thing selling that matchup going in is Color Rush uniforms. Got a dogfight going on here. I like it. Get her, Dolores. Go on, Birdie. Kick some ass. Y'all want to kick ass? Dogfight. The 49ers team, I told you, if Colin Kaepernick was the quarterback, you're looking at an 8-8 team. Everybody probably thought I was crazy. You're tired of hearing the name Colin and Kaepernick back-to-back? Too bad. Ooh. Carlos Hyde is a man, and he's a punishing, punishing runner. Brian Hoyer is awful. runny, flu dump, atrocious, bad, bad, bad quarterback. Why he has a starting job in the NFL, I don't know. Is he better than Colin Kaepernick? No. He averages this year 4 yards a pass. 62 for 292 yards. No touchdowns. Two picks. His longest pass is 22 yards. His quarterback rating is 10 against the Carolina Panthers. 35 attempts, 24 completions, 193 yards. 24 times you hit a receiver, tight end, or running back. 193 total gets worse. Seahawks, which they lost 9-12, 15 for 27, 99 yards through the sky, and a pick. He likes those. So they have to improve the passing game. The running game is okay. It's pretty good because, like I said, Carlos Hyde is a man, a punishing runner. Todd Gurley could learn a few things from Carlos Hyde. This is going to be a good game because Jared Goff, we'll see what happens. We're all waiting to see how this goes with Jared Goff. It seems like McVay and all the new staff, they're running the shotgun out there for him to pass out of. Two touchdowns and one pick on the season. He's already way ahead of last year's deplorable performance where they forced him under center. 66% completion percentage. Put that in perspective for you. 57% last year. So he's 10 points ahead of completion percentage-wise he was last year. This is okay. Last year, his quarterback rating was 71.8, and this year already, after two games, 103.1. He has a lot of wide receivers to throw to. Offensive line, I don't know where they got all these guys all of a sudden, but it's not the same dudes from last year. Greg Williams is now the Detroit Lions problem. Jared Goff, it's Cooper Kupp. He's got Woods. He's got Sammy Watkins. It's like an embarrassment of riches for the L.A. Rams. The problem is, for the Rams, that is, out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, the San Francisco 49ers front seven is fucking really good. As good as the Rams. Brian Hoyer is so bad, he's the only reason the San Francisco 49ers might lose this game. And they will. Rams are going to win 3-0. Take the under. Take the under. Show me your lightning bolts. Look for Gerald Everett, rookie tight end, to get a touchdown against the Niners. I like this cat out of South Alabama. I get the Rams winning by 3, like 6-3, 9-6. There'll be one touchdown, so it'll be like 10-6. Somebody will catch a deep bomb from Jared Goff. Now, you know why? Because he can. You know who can't? Hoyer cannot throw a deep bomb. He's awful, awful, awful. And I'm telling you, if Colin Kaepernick was the quarterback of this team, I feel a lot better about it. Pierre Garçon is your number one wide receiver. You know what? He's got 107 yards after two games. He's doing his job. I'm telling you, Brian Hoyer is terrible. He's the reason the Niners lose this game by 3 points to your Los Angeles Rams. Hey, everybody. This is Coach Tony Bennett. Brian Hoyer, I swear to God, the next time I see your face, you better be throwing the ball into the end zone. How about that Jared Goff, everybody? He impressed me much. I love him such. Jared Goff. Okay. More sports. See you tomorrow with a recap and looking at University of Michigan's huge, 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 huge season ahead of them. Iowa hosting Penn State. Oof. That's the big one. I got all eyes on Iowa right now. All right, guys. See you tomorrow. I love you. More sports. Tweet it. Retweet it. Share it. Hit subscribe. Rate it on iTunes. 5 stars. 1 star. Just go do it. Everybody put 22, 22, 22 in the comments so I know you heard it here first. 22s. Peace.